They lie into you, fam. They lie into you left and right, and you don't even know it. This is your boy, Mike Perilla. We're just, again, going to jump right into it. If you don't notice the trend of what's going on in the UFC and the world, let me break it down for you. The duvet, the comfort blanket, the lie. It's permeated even our sacred, lovable little subculture. You know, everyone, I remember when it was called NHB, all right? No Holds Barred. That's how far back I go. When Joe Riggs had his fucking tattoo on his stomach. But they always said if it ever got big, it would sell out. And once you sell out, it's over. And we're watching it, man. You got Brock Lesnar coming in the ring. And people are actually fucking believing. First of all, he belongs in there. Second of all, that he has somewhat of a chance to win. Like, the point of me watching a fight is because it's two people. I believe either one can beat the other. And I want to see who implements whose game plan better. Trick is, Brock Lesnar doesn't have a game plan. And if he does, it's simple. Get a double leg takedown and molest you and rub his cock on you. But he's barely going to finish you. His last finish is 2010. So you got to take it out the window. So why is Brock Lesnar getting a title shot? Because most likely the same people who believe the rhetoric of Trump, let's make America great, white man on top, big badass American, feel better about ourselves because our country's the shit people, also enjoy fucking wrestling. You know, larger than life wrestlers doing crazy wrestling moves, taking over the top risks, good versus evil, and all that other fucking shenanigans. And they see a large, jacked white man. They're like, that's what a fucking badass looks like, man. Brock fucking Lesnar, bro. That's what a fucking American is right there. Eat steak, fuck vegetables. And they think that that's going to translate to the, you know, the legitimate baddest man. Which that title is just getting thrown around all over. Stipe was the baddest man. DC's the baddest man. None of these motherfuckers are the baddest man. Each can beat the other given a slight variable change in the fight. The last legitimate baddest man I could probably think of would be Fedor, because for 10 years he found a way to hold the variables in his favor regardless of who was in front of him. Or John Jones. And you're watching now the fakery, you're watching the trickery. They're out to fucking trick you. They're out to trick everyone. It's been the way of the world since this was called the New World. Take that for what it's worth, by the way. America was called the New World. Look at the order that they're bringing now. Kind of goes hand in hand, don't you think? I was watching the Brendan Schaub, his breakdown, and he made a comment like, listen, you know, if you're not here to make money and sell tickets, go fucking teach kids Taekwondo. And I realized the despairing line between those who want to have a sense of morality and couth and like a code of honor, and to those who say, fuck it, I need money. Fuck honor. From Chael Sonnen to Brendan Schaub to Dana fucking White. It's money. And that way of thinking, we allow it. We give them the money while they say, fuck the people that gives us their money. Brock Lesnar is not going to beat Daniel Cormier. He's just a big, jacked white man who has a bunch of fans who are regressed to the age of teenagers that they still enjoy wrestling. I stopped watching wrestling the moment I saw my first UFC fight because I was like, why the fuck am I watching these guys fake fight and I can just watch these guys really fight? I felt like I grew up and I elevated. And then there's like the insult to my intelligence. Wrestling's choreographed from beginning to end. The wrestlers aren't, you know, when I was a kid, I really thought that they really didn't like each other. But all that shit is fake. There was trickery. They used the ignorance of what kids don't know. And any intelligent person, when they grow up, will be like, well, since I know this, I can't enjoy it. It's like once I found out the secrets of wrestling and I found out the facade, and I knew the tricks behind it, I couldn't enjoy it no more because I knew the truth. And I was like, man, you're insulting me. And I don't want to be insulted. And that feeling is now entering in my MMA. I still watch MMA, but I don't watch it as a fan. I watch it to emulate some moves in my own training. I like how John Jones utilizes his elbows. So when I train, I try to find ways to utilize my long arms and how to figure out better moves to elbows in case I ever get into a fight. And while I am not a professional fighter, I do enjoy the occasional heavy sparring match, and I do enjoy the knowledge of knowing if shit ever got real, I know I can get down with the realness. I don't enjoy the trickery. Chael Sonnen getting mad at Joe Rogan for pulling back the curtain. Why would he get so mad? Because he understands you have to trick people. And the only way you can trick them is by them being ignorant to the trickery. It is based on you being stupid, consistently blinded to what is going on. The world is based on stupidity. And they want your money for it. Plain and simple. Since the word America went go, you gotta have stupid people to make this shit run smooth. Because once you pick up your intelligence, you realize, oh, this shit is fake. This is horrible. That ain't real. That's not true. Here's the thing about steroids. You know why most fighters take them? Because you have to. Because when you're putting your body as the way you make money, you're gonna get numerous injuries that then hinder your ability to work and make money. So what are you going to do? You're going to take something that doesn't allow you to get so easily injured. That's what steroid does. It helps you heal faster. And the side bonus is you get to train harder, you get to come stronger. But whether it's that and take steroids and get called a cheater, or be steroid free but then get multiple injuries. And I mean multiple. Look at Cain Velasquez. I mean, I don't know what to tell. What's the lesser of two evils if you're a fighter? Saying, no, I'm going to be clean. I'm not going to do that. Yet while you're being clean, you're injured. Your bills are piling up. Your wife's piling up on you. Your house is piling up on you. Your kids are piling up on you. And the only way you can accumulate money is to fight. And the only way you can fight is to be injury free. Or you have a severe injury and you have to heal faster. Now, I'm not condoning like everyone should be on steroids, but when you're in, it's like when those in war understand the cruelty necessary in war, and those the outside that look in don't understand, and they can condemn, oh, this is wrong, that's right. Until you're in the firefight, until you're in the trenches and there's someone trying to end you and you believe if they win, they will end my family. I mean, not saying modern war, because modern war is just for cash. But if we can take back to the ideal of war, one side versus the other, and the winner gets to rape the wives, throw the babies off the wall like it's fucking Troy. They get to stomp on your home, piss on your grave, and then they get to make up a story about why you were wrong and they were right. You'll be like, fuck this. I need to win at all cost. I need to win. Those on the other side of the island will be like, oh, that war is wrong. And they may be well and right, but it won't matter to you when you're in it. You're just like, I just need to fucking win. I'll deal with the condensations and all that shit when it's over. Those who take steroids have a feeling, well, listen, I'd rather be called a cheater than be injured for 2 years, and I can't make money. The whole implementation of fighting in a cage is distraction, all right? It's basically a gladiatorial diversion, so you can be so invested in what's going on. You're not concerned with CERN getting more powerful. You're not concerned with CERN breaking the particle barriers of interdimensional space and whatever the fuck that's going to entail. You're not concerned with how the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and then black hates white, whites hate Puerto Rican, Puerto Ricans hate white. You're not concerned with this. You're just worried about John Jones and when his suspension is going to... So if we're going to pretend like we don't know that that's a distraction, and then not pretend, well, all right, since we need them to be a distraction for us, for them to be a distraction, they need to fight. That means they need steroids. When steroids are wrong, then the whole fucking thing is wrong. From the word go... You can't nitpick that, oh, steroids are wrong and Brock Lesnar being in the ring is wrong. The whole system is wrong. Grown-ass men that have done martial arts their whole life that feel, listen, I can't, there's no money in teaching honor and integrity. There's no money on passing knowledge. The money is beating the shit out of each other for other people to be distracted and for grown men to place bets on us and to to be basically a gladiatorial slave and we're promised trinkets, that's okay. But steroids is wrong. Brock Lesnar jumping in the ring is wrong. And since we want to be lied to, what do? They lie to you. They played the constant trickery game. CM Punk, wrestler fighting WWE, had no type of training, had no athleticism. He didn't belong in there at all. But why was he in there? Because he got a bunch of hillbillies that love wrestling. He had a bunch of 15-year-old minded 30-year-olds that still will believe the love of jumping off the top rope. And that is a sad, indicative nature of humanity. We want to be lied to. Anyone that tells us the truth is vilified. The most hated man in the room is he who tells the truth, Aristotle. And no one wants the truth. Here's the truth in MMA, guys, and y'all can hate me all you want. It's basically all bullshit now. All right, the heavyweight division is going to implode. There's nobody there. Stipe can, you know, pick himself back up, and that's fine. But multiple contenders, no. Derek Lewis and his back, and Ngannou and his lack of anything that resembles a elite level skill. There's no one really there but Stipe, and Junior's trying to make a push, but Junior's old. He's burnt out. The light heavyweight division, John Jones destroyed it. And now Cormier got to pick up the pieces and look like the number one pound-for-pound fighter. Yeah, he's really not, though. He's a great fighter. He's one of the elite, but he's not the pound-for-pound number one. He's been taken care of twice. Oh, Jones cheated. Jones had roids. I get it, but I'm going to take that away, and I'm going to say this. Roids don't give you a sense of superior timing and fight IQ. And I believe that's how Jones truly beat Daniel Cormier. He's just the smarter fighter. He sees he can change his perceptions faster and modify his output to what needs to be done. Cormier is like Kane, and I'm going to say it again. It's called submission by attrition. I'm going to walk forward, wear you down, no matter what you throw. I'm going to throw some hands, I'm going to throw some kicks, wear you down, wrestle you, make you hate fighting me, make you say, you know, hey, let me rate me, I give up. They really don't have an implemented setup. They really don't have an implemented strategy that can be modified to what the opponent is doing and still work through that strategy. They just wrestle, grind you out, and they condition you over. Jones beats you. Jones beats you at your best thing, and he finds a way to make it work. He's more cerebral. He has the higher IQ. It's apparent for those who know. But they are not the league of head of above everyone else. Kane was great. But what was Kane's goal? Cardio. Kane was gonna wear you down. Could Kane beat Fedor? Fedor seemed the most cerebral fighter the heavyweight division ever saw. Fedor used punches, kicks, clinches, submissions, takedowns. And when all that shit didn't work, he had the chin and grit to take it. Prime Fedor. Now that we see Fedor fighting past his prime, of course, we see the decline. Huh, that rhymes. That's how you know it's true. But Prime Fedor, Prime Kane, Fedor still takes it. Fedor had more tools. Fedor had cardio. Fedor had submission. Fedor had strikes. Fedor had clinch. But now the wool is being thrown over. And if you don't see the agenda, if you don't wonder why Conor McGregor had Dana White's hand up his ass during that interview with Jose Aldo, if you don't see why he was looking like them basketball players who are frozen in the moment in some of his Fox interviews, if you don't see the, you know, Mortal Kombat ultra combo going on in his mind, you're not paying attention to the picture, folks. Because they just love them pro athletes. They love those prize fighters. You know, they're not being indoctrinated to this new wave of thinking in the order that they want. Connor acting mighty funny now. Even the Conor McGregor scheme, that Conor McGregor is not the fighter you think he is. His most work was done in featherweight. So again, he was initially a weight cutter on the order of Darren Till, because he cut like 40 pounds, forgot fucking 20 pounds, 30 pounds, who knows. He looked like a crackhead on the fucking weigh-in. He then beats Jose Aldo, never defends his title at all, gets one fight, at 170, loses, goes back, has to beat Nate to get any of his hype back. He narrowly defeats Diaz by the smallest margin. He didn't finish him. Diaz finished Connor. Connor never finished him. But people take that win and say, okay, he's back on track. Then he gets his next fight at lightweight. Wins Eddie Alvarez. Never defends his title again. But he's the greatest of all time with that measly track record. Or was he the greatest pitchman and then had the greatest promotional implementation to put him in the right fights at the right time? The great white hype played right in front of you. Because there are a lot of guys that could beat Conor McGregor. They just never get the chance, because if he loses, then the promotion loses their moneymaker. And it's all about fucking money. There's no truth. There's no nothing. Truth is gone. Truth is dead. And that's the way of the world. And y'all, and y'all falling for it. Y'all falling for it. You're seeing it every day in every other facet of life. And I'm not trying to talk others, you know, this is MMA podcast, but you see it all over the world, man. America's not great again. It's about the worst it might ever have been, and it only looks like it's going to get worse. But before they can bring their order, they have to allow mega disorder. So this is going as planned, I guess, if you're looking at it. America is great again. It's going great for the people that want it to go the way it's going. That shit is going perfect. UFC follows that same mantra now. It's going perfect for Dana White, and they milking that cash. And in reality, the sport aspect, the fighter aspect, it's slowly dying. Everyone that's big in heavyweight is in football, so they already know that. Light heavyweight been crumpled. Middleweight, no one's there too. They're giving Gastelum. They're giving Gastelum the chance to fight Whitaker. Like, that's a joke. The real guy that could have got a shot is fighting in Bellator. They should have gave Musasi that shot. But Musasi doesn't sell. He's a fighter. He's humble. He has morals. He has, you know, he could tell he has ethics. They don't want that. They want someone who's willing to say whatever it takes, to do whatever it takes. They want Colby Covington to just act like a fucking fool. Another pull the wool over your eyes. All them damn finishes. All them damn boring. Another wrestler. Move forward, grind you out. Boring as fuck. Only thing he can sell is his mouth. He can suck dick. Who's his fucking, his master? Chael Sonnen. Another pull. Like, this is the wool, man. You falling for them wolf tickets, man. Nick Diaz then tried to tell you. Nick Diaz came out and said something too, and he's right. WWE is now in the UFC. We're going to call it UFE. That's what we're going to call it. UFE. Not UFC. It's UFE. Ultimate Fighting Entertainment. Because this shit is a fucking joke. Because all wrestling sells. There's more dumbass grown people that believe in wrestling than there are people who are knowledgeable about striking, grappling, clinch, cage control, acumen. They don't understand any of that. So who's going to be more catered to? And that's the truth, folks. Y'all can watch it and sit back. There's nothing any of us can do, really, unless we start saying, fuck these pay-per-views. Maybe we should let the UFC just implode. Maybe we should let the whole system implode, but that's another topic for a different forum. But the UFC is becoming a joke. Here's the key. Anything you do to make money, Money is the joke. Money is the key to sell your soul. Money is the key to get people to change their parameters of morality or conviction. It's money. Who made money? Who came up with the idea? That's a good question. I'm gonna leave you with this comment. Give me control over a nation's currency, and I care not who makes its law. And that's that real shit right there. Remember, folks, it's always better to be the predator than it is to be the prey. It's your boy, Mike Perilla. Take care out there.